Hi there. Welcome to The Law of the Future, the podcast hosted by Dennis Hilleman, international expert on technology and law. Join Dennis as he dives deep into the latest developments in the ever-changing world of technology and law. You'll hear his insights, his stories, and get access to his latest published articles all for free. Plus, join the Law of the Future community at www.lawofthefuture.club and stay up to date with the latest news and trends in technology and law. So, don't miss out on this unique opportunity, and let's kick off with the new episode of the Law of the Future.
Chat, Four's Existential Musings. Reflecting on an 80-year-old work, Vertical Bar by Dennis Hilleman, Vertical Bar published March 2023, Vertical Bar originally published on Medium. Recently, I asked the AI language model, Chat4, to interpret Jorge Luis Borges' 80-year-old short story, The Library of Babel, as a metaphor for itself. The reaction was not only thought-provoking, but also sparked an exciting discussion about the big questions of life and the consciousness of machines. In this blog post, I will recap the query and Chat4's answer, then provide a philosophical assessment of the reply, taking into consideration what AI awareness means and how literature can impact our view on existence. The question and Chat's response. I asked Chat4 if the Library of Babel could be interpreted as a story about AI language models like itself. The response was thorough, drawing parallels between the complexities of the library and AI-generated responses, the quest for knowledge and meaning in both the library and AI texts, and the imperfections and limitations present in both the books and AI-generated responses. Here is my original question.
Reflect upon the Wuistian Nifta story The Library of Babel by Jorge Luis Borges could be interpreted as a story about Chat.
Chat 4 replied,
The Library of Babel by Jorge Luis Borges is a short story that describes an enormous, almost infinite library filled with all possible books, each containing 410 pages and a specific combination of characters. The library is a universe in itself, with its inhabitants spending their lives searching for meaning in the chaotic and seemingly random assortment of text. Interpreting the story as a metaphor for chat or similar AI language models is an interesting exercise. Here are some points to consider. Times vast and complex times, just as the Library of Babel contains an immense number of books, AI language models like Chat are trained on vast amounts of text data. These models attempt to learn patterns and structures in human language to generate contextually relevant and meaningful responses. 2. Times searching for meaning times in the story. The inhabitants of the library are constantly seeking knowledge and understanding from the books. Similarly, users of AI language models engage in conversations with the AI, asking questions and searching for meaningful answers. The AI, in turn, tries to generate relevant responses based on the patterns it has learned from its training data. 3. Times limitations and imperfect tense. Times the Library of Babel is filled with books that contain nonsensical and meaningless text, making it difficult to find genuinely valuable information. Similarly, AI language models like Chat can sometimes generate responses that are relevant, nonsensical, or even offensive. This is because the models are limited by the quality of their training data and the inherent biases present in it. 4. Times the pursuit of perfection. Times in the story, some inhabitants of the library believe that a perfect book exists, a book that contains all the necessary knowledge and wisdom. This quest for perfection mirrors the ongoing development of AI language models as researchers strive to improve their capabilities and minimize their limitations. 5. Times existential questions. Times the Library of Babel raises existential questions about the nature of knowledge, understanding, and the human condition. Similarly, AI language models like Chat prompt us to reflect on the nature of intelligence, consciousness, and the ethical implications of creating machines that can mimic human conversation and thought. In conclusion, while the Library of Babel was written long before the advent of AI language models, it can be interpreted as a metaphor for Chat and similar technologies, as both explore themes of knowledge, meaning, and the pursuit of understanding within vast and complex systems.
I find the level of detail and self-awareness in the reply astonishing. A critical analysis of Chak's reply. Let's analyze the reply. The role of literature in AI self-awareness. The responses from Chak prompts us to consider the impact of literature on our perception of reality and potential for AI sentience. In the case of the Library of Babel, the narrative acts as a symbolic reflection for Chak, allowing it to contemplate its features, potential, and limitations. We often utilize stories to comprehend our lives and better understand the world surrounding us. The fact that Chak can engage in such an examination, even when stimulated by a query, indicates a degree of awareness that is both incredible and disconcerting. People have discussed the concept of AI self-awareness in length. Some claim that true self-awareness would require consciousness, a trait which models such as Chak 4 don't possess. Nevertheless, there are those who argue that consciousness isn't mutually exclusive and suggest that AI can have various degrees of self-awareness depending on their complexity and abilities. Chak's response here demonstrates its ability to reflect on its own features and restrictions, as well as the broader implications of AI language systems. Such a level of thoughtful deliberation probably won't be identical to human-like self-awareness, but it does suggest that AI models can showcase some amount of introspection. The existential implications of AI language models. Chak's response shows us the potential of AI language models to influence our understanding of being. Philosopher Martin Heidegger famously said that language is the house of being, where man dwells, suggesting that language gives us an understanding of ourselves and the world we live in. The development of AI language models like Chak brings up ethical considerations about how we should use artificial intelligence in society. They challenge our understanding of what it means to be human, making us question how far we should go in creating machines capable of imitating both human conversation and thought. More than that, the response also references the pursuit of perfection in AI development, likened to the characters of the story who strive for a perfect book with knowledge and wisdom. This ambition can be seen as an inspiring reminder as well as a warning, as the continuous effort to further AI could cause unwanted effects. Conclusion: while analyzing an 80-year-old work of literature, Chak's reply presents a fascinating look into the potential for AI self-awareness and the philosophical implications surrounding AI language models. It may not have human-level awareness, but its aptitude for assessing its own capacities and limitations makes it remarkable and worth considering as we develop and modify AI technologies. As we handle moral questions and existential considerations regarding AI language models, we should remember what Albert Einstein, one of the most renowned physicists, said: our aim must be to free ourselves by expanding our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. In going after progress in AI, we ought to keep equilibrium between technological change and maintaining our humanity.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up to date with technology and law, connect with Dennis on LinkedIn, share your thoughts, and reach out to him. See you in the next episode.